Hello, my name is Susan Orban, and I'm coordinator of the Washington County Coalition for Children. A recent study conducted by the South County Physicians Initiative identified anxiety as a major mental health concern for children in Washington County. We have worked with Dr. Ellen Flannery Schroeder and Rachel Baldwin from the University of Rhode Island to provide information about childhood anxiety disorders for parents. Together, we've created a series of podcasts which address issues related to anxiety, including what is childhood anxiety? What are anxiety disorders? What can I do to reduce my child's anxiety? And what can I do if I suspect my child has an anxiety disorder? The current podcast is intended to introduce parents to some of the considerations related to seeking treatment for a child with anxiety. Ellen, can you talk to us about options for parents who have a child with anxiety?
Sure. There are a variety of reasons why parents may begin to be concerned their child may have an anxiety disorder. The child's school or primary care doctor may have raised questions about anxiety. Parents may be concerned with their child's social discomfort with peers or unfamiliar adults. The child's anxiety might be getting in the way of the family being able to do things because of the child's fear. In another of the podcasts we created with the Coalition, we talk about things parents can do when they become concerned about their child's experiences of anxiety. Here, we're going to talk more about what steps parents can take if they feel their child would benefit from the support of a professional.
There are several treatment options available for childhood anxiety disorders. Two types of intervention parents typically consider are medication and talk therapy. Doctors and nurses with prescribing rights can provide treatment using medications. There are a variety of professionals who offer talk therapy, including psychologists, social workers, school psychologists, and mental health workers. I'm going to address some of the issues we encourage parents to consider when deciding which options are best for their child and family. Then we can talk more specifically about medication and talk therapy with children. Both medication and talk therapy have been shown to be effective in treating anxiety. Research indicates that children with anxiety respond comparably to medication and therapy. That is, both are approximately equal in their effectiveness for treating childhood anxiety. There is some indication that a combination of both types of treatment might be somewhat more effective, but there's limited research in that area. The concern with medication management is that the side effects to medication and the long-term effects of medications on children's development are not as well established, particularly in young children. Due to the possible effects of medication and the comparable effects of treatments, we often encourage families to consider talk therapy before pursuing medication. However, depending on the type and severity of the disorder, the service provider may recommend starting with medication right off the bat.
Are there particular things parents should do if they decide they want medication to be part of their child's treatment?
While any doctor or nurse with prescribing privileges can dispense medication for childhood anxiety, we recommend parents to seek out individuals whose training and work focuses on mental health issues in childhood. In the case of a medical doctor, parents would seek out a child or adolescent psychiatrist, a pediatric psychiatrist, or developmental behavioral pediatrician. Nurse practitioners or physician's assistants can also specialize in psychiatry or pediatrics. These professionals will be best able to help find the medication that will be most likely effective with your child and will monitor their progress.
Can you suggest some of the issues parents should consider when pursuing talk therapy for their child with anxiety?
Sure. There are a wide variety of therapy techniques that are used in the treatment of childhood anxiety. One method that's shown excellent results in the treatment of children with anxiety is cognitive behavioral therapy, frequently referred to as CBT. Studies that have focused on children's response to treatment have routinely found that a majority of children who receive CBT for childhood anxiety disorders no longer have the primary anxiety disorder at the end of treatment. There's also evidence that children who have received CBT treatment for anxiety disorders may have a reduced risk of developing depression and problems with substance use later on. Because of the research evidence supporting the effectiveness of CBT, we encourage parents to consider seeking treatment from someone who specializes in this therapeutic approach.
What is CBT?
In approaching a psychological problem, a cognitive behavioral psychologist considers five influences: the person's thoughts, actions, feelings, physiology, and the environment they live in. One way in which these areas work together is that our thoughts lead to our feelings and actions. That is, how we think about a situation determines how we feel about it and how we choose to act in it. Imagine you and a friend are sitting in the park when a dog comes running toward you. You automatically assume the dog is a dangerous animal that has gotten away from its owner. Your friend, on the other hand, thinks the dog is running over, excited to begin a new game of fetch with a new friend. Your thought is likely to lead you to feel anxious and fearful, and your behaviors will reflect that desire to seek safety. Your friend, on the other hand, may feel happy and excited, and may behave in an open and welcoming manner. So in the same situation, two people can have completely different feelings and behaviors depending on their thoughts about the situation.
Based on this theory in cognitive behavioral therapy, kids will become more aware of how their body reacts when they're anxious, how they feel when they're anxious, what they think when they're anxious, and what they do when they're anxious. Through this awareness, kids can begin to challenge and control their anxious responses by adjusting how they interpret their surroundings. For example, the therapist may work with the child to consider how likely the situation they are worried about is to happen, and if it would be as bad as they imagined if it did happen. As kids begin to challenge their anxious thoughts, these thoughts can be replaced with coping thoughts that focus their ability to handle the situation. Kids may also learn relaxation techniques to manage their physical reactions to anxiety. Last, children will practice their new skills in anxiety-provoking situations, which gradually increase in difficulty until they're able to tolerate the situations that they've been avoiding.
Ellen and Rachel, thank you for your introduction to the treatment of childhood anxiety. We encourage parents who are seeking more information to consider listening to other podcasts offered on this website. Parents can also refer to our recommended reading list for books that address childhood anxiety. For parents who may want to seek treatment for their child, you can contact an appropriate provider through our Children's Behavioral Health Resource Directory, also located on our website.